أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فذكر فما أنت بنعمة ربك بكاهن ولا مجنون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala further explained the great ni'mat of the people of Jannah, and also that they were in this world all the time afraid whether we will die on Iman or not, whether we will enter Jannah or not, and they will talk about that also in Jannah. Further then Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَذَكِّرْ to Samjade, do you keep on reminding the people? For all the people, those who have accepted, their iman will become more stronger. Those who have not accepted as yet, it is possible that they will accept. فَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِكَاهِينَ. To apne Rab ke fazal se, na junoon se, khabar lene wala hai. And by Allah Ta'ala's kindness that you are continuously going over and over to the people, inviting them towards Iman and accepting Islam, you are not a fortune teller, and you are not saying things which are just out of your own mind, or how fortune tellers take chances. They take their chances and they just give any news whatsoever. You are not like that. وَلَا مَجْنُونَ وَرْنَا دِيوَانَا. And neither are you a mad person that you are continuously reminding the people as though you got no other work. This is your only work, to remind people. أَمْ يَقُودُونَ شَاعِرِ يَا كِيَا كَهْتَ هَي يَا شَاعِرِ. And sometimes these are all the objections the non-believers had raised against Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sometimes they would call him a fortune teller. Sometimes they would call him that in A'udhu Billah he is a mad person. Sometimes they would say that he is a poet and he's just saying all his poetry. نَتَرَبَّسُ بِهِ رَيْبَ الْمَنُونَ هَمْ مُنْتَزِرْ هَي أُسْبَرْ كَرْدِشْ زَمَانِكَ. And we are just making sabr on him for time to pass. Like previous poets used to come and they used to say their poetry, and after that their time came, they died and they left this world. So na'udhu billah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar of Makkah used to say he's also just a poet. And he's just saying his poetry, and a time will come when his time will get finished and he will also pass away. قُلْتَ رَبَّصُوا فَإِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُتَرَبِّسِينَ. تو کہ تم منتظر رہو کہ میں بھی تمہارے ساتھ منتظر ہوں. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them that you people wait. If you think that I'm just a poet and just time will pass and I will die and my poetry will come to an end, then you wait and see. I'm also waiting and seeing. And we will see at the end who is on the right and who is on the wrong. We will see who is successful and who is a failure. أَمْ تَعْمُرُهُمْ أَحْلَامُهُمْ بِهَذَا. کیا ان کے عقلیں یہی سکھلاتی ہیں ان کو؟ Is it that their brains teach them this, to say all these things, to reject the truth, when the message of Deen and Islam is so clear and so manifest? Then the brains which Allah has given a person, how can such brains deny these very hard facts and these very open facts? That is not possible. أَمْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ. Ya ye log shararat par hai, or is it that they are just in some naughtiness of theirs, some of their disobedience, just that they want to do wrong all the time? Many people are such, whether youngsters or grown up people, they are just bent on doing the wrong thing. They just don't want to do the right thing in any way whatsoever. So it isn't that they cannot understand it, that their brains and they are convinced of it. But in fact, they were convinced of the truthfulness of the Quran. The message of it was so clear. And they were also Arabs who understood the Quran Sharif, who understood Arabic very well. But it was the evil that was within them, the transgression, that going beyond bounds which was within them, that they did not accept the truth. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ تَقَوَّلَ. Ya ye kehte ye Quran khud bana liya. Or the other objection, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made up this Quran Sharif himself. It hasn't been brought to him by wahi, by revelation, by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, but he has just made it up himself. And that was also one very stupid objection, because they knew that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam had no official tutorship. There was nobody who taught Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He went to no school or madrasa, and he went no to private school or private madrasa or anything. Then where did he learn all this? Balla yu'minun. Koi nahi, par wo yaqeen nahi rakhte. The thing is that just they haven't got yaqeen. They haven't got that iman. And that is a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who has got iman, we do know, no matter how much shukr we make to Allah for this, because it is a gift from Allah. It isn't a thing that a person acquires of his own. Whether a person is born in a Muslim home and he grows up and lives as a Muslim, that is also just a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Or whether a person reverts to Islam and lives as a Muslim, is also just a ni'mat of Allah. It isn't our own doing. It is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. فَلْيَأْتُوا بِحَدِيثٍ مِثْلِهِ إِنْ كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ پھر چاہیے کہ لے آئے کوئی بات اسی طرح کے اگر وہ سچے ہیں. If they are true in these claims of theirs, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a poet, then they could say much more better poetry. So why don't they say something like that? If it is something they are saying with their brains, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had brains, they also had brains. Why don't they say something and present any type of speech where the Quran challenged them right down to even present just one ayat like the Quran? If they were true in their claims, then they should have presented some proof of the claims. But nothing of that sort did they do. So in this ayat we learn one basic principle. When a person does not want to do something, then he makes many excuses for it. Like a child doesn't want to sleep at night, then it says it's hungry. Then it says it wants to go to toilet. Then it's got this excuse, but actually it doesn't want to sleep. It still wants to play. So like that, when people don't want to accept the truth, they make various excuses. And the basic thing is, they just don't want to accept the truth which has been revealed. So this is a point we should also accept. Like for example, many times, whether we are as grown-ups also or young children, they are told to go for namaz. Then they got this excuse, then they got that excuse, then they got that excuse. They're making excuses all the time. Basic thing is, they've got that transgression, they don't want to make namaz. And if they do make it at home, also just haphazardly they make it. So it is this inside thing that a person has to work on. Make dua to Allah, that Allah blesses us with that inside quality to be obedient to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, to accept His laws. Wa akhiru da'wana.